It's Mignon Fogarty, Grammar Girl. You asked for it, and I've been working on it for over a year. My first print book comes out this week, July 8th. You can buy a copy now wherever fine books are sold. Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is A versus An. A lot of people learn the rule that you put A before words that start with consonants and An before words that start with vowels. But it's actually a bit more complicated than that. For example, here's Matt with a question.
Hello, my name is Matt, and I've been wondering if it's actually an hour or a hour. An hour sounds more correct, but a hour reads more correct. I'm just curious on what it should be.
The rule is that you use a before words that start with a consonant sound and an before words that start with a vowel sound. So to answer Matt's question, an hour is correct, because hour starts with a vowel sound. People seem to ask most often about words that start with the letters H and U, because sometimes these words start with vowel sounds, and sometimes they start with consonant sounds. For example, it's a historic monument, because historic starts with an H sound, but it's an honorable fellow, because honorable starts with an O sound. Similarly, it's a utopian idea, but an unfair world. The letters O and M can be tricky, too. Usually you put an before words that start with O, but sometimes you use a. For example, you'd use a if you were to say, she has a one-track mind, because one-track starts with a W sound. Similarly, she has an MBA, but chooses to work as a missionary. Other letters can also be pronounced either way. Just remember that it's the sound that governs whether you use a or an, not the actual first letter of the word. One complication is when words are pronounced differently in British and American English. For example, the word for a certain kind of plant is pronounced herb in American English and herb in British English. In rare cases where this is a problem, use the form that will be expected in your country or by the majority of your readers. That's all. This week's book winners are Kimi from Arizona, Kevin from Arcata, California, and a listener named DeLinden. They've all won a copy of my new audiobook, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips to Clean Up Your Writing, which is a one-hour downloadable audiobook covering 24 different grammar topics. A lot of people have asked me this week if they can buy a print version instead. I'm working on a print book right now, but it's going to be months and months before it's available. So for now, the audiobook is where it's at. If you want to buy it, it's available at audible.com or at iTunes in the audiobook section. As always, this is Grammar Girl. You'll find a transcript of this podcast, plus a bit of extra information on definite and indefinite articles, at qdnow.com. That's QDNow, short for quickanddirtynow.com. Remember, if you want to call in with a question, the number is 206-338-GIRL. Send emails to feedback@qdnow.com.